Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. Fear takes hold as yet another killing sparks horror in the city, the Foley family's McDonald's journey, and funeral arrangements for celebrated chef Richard Hughes.
Neighbours have described the dramatic scenes on their estate as a late-night argument in a Norwich flat left one man dead and a killer on the run. The victim was found dead from a single stab wound outside a block of flats on Leafroy Road, Mile Cross. Families living nearby say they heard a loud argument erupt from one of the flats and then the sound of shouting and screaming. They say the area has been used for drug dealing and raised concerns over the safety of the neighbourhood. The stabbing is the second murder in Norwich in the space of 2 months after Oliver Payne died from a single stab wound in Paragon Place. Police have yet to make an arrest in either case. They have not committed on whether the cases might be linked.
Claims that paperwork was bungled, leading to a city restaurant getting slapped with a one-star hygiene rating, has resulted in an overhaul in management. Estabulo in Riverside Leisure Park was slapped with a one-star food hygiene rating by the Food Standards Agency. The Brazilian-themed venue was told it required major improvement in how it managed food safety during the inspection. However, the business claims the reason for the poor rating is due to a former management blunder in the handling of important paperwork. Rob Campbell, an associate for Estabulo, said that the company got rid of its management team after the inspection, claiming they had not kept the annual files for safety up to date. He added, "We have booked a re-inspection and I am confident we'll get the 5 stars back."
They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and it seems to be the same might apply to burgers. The East's premier McDonald's franchisee, Kevin Foley, has revealed a rather special new crew member at one Norwich branch, his son Lucas. That means 3 generations of Foleys have donned the famous golden arches on their uniform. It all began in the 1970s when Kevin's father, Terry, began working at Woolwich in London. Fast forward a few years to 1996 and he had franchises and it was time for his son to follow in his footsteps. Kevin now has 14 restaurants across the east of England, including in Tuxwood, Norwich, where 18-year-old Lucas will be working.
A new dragon-inspired treasure hunt is taking Norwich by storm, with people spending hours trying to get their hands on a prize. Instagram account at Hidden Dragons Norfolk started hiding handmade dragon sculptures across the city just 3 weeks ago, and locals are loving the thrill of the hunt. The account, which has amassed nearly 2,000 followers, posts old-time lyrical clues on where hunters can find their treasure on Wednesdays and Saturdays. The clues reference niche facts about Norwich's history and hunters can keep the dragons if they find one. The identity of the organisers is being kept secret so people do not spot them hiding the trinkets. "We wanted to put together something free to do in Norwich, especially for students who don't have much money," one of them said. The hardest hunt so far was 3 or 4 hours long in Waterloo Park. The account has raised £470 for Alzheimer's Society by raffling off a limited edition design based on the Snapdragon model found in Norwich Castle. Halloween plans will see multiple dragons hidden across haunted city spots on the night of October the 31st, with another charity dragon up for grabs come December. The mystery organiser added, "People message to say they've gone out and made friends on the hunts. People suffering from depression have messaged and said the hunts gave them the chance to leave the house and meet people."
The funeral arrangements of a much-loved city chef have been announced. Richard Hughes, chef director of the Assembly House in Norwich, passed away earlier this month following a long illness. Anyone wishing to pay their respects can do so at the Assembly House just before noon on October the 1st. As the hearse makes its way to Mr. Hughes' private funeral, it will stop at the restaurant where people are encouraged to gather by 11:55 a.m. St. Peter Mancroft is kindly tolling a special bell for Richard as he pauses by the fountain before leaving the house for the final time. The Assembly House will close from 11 a.m. on October the 1st so that staff can attend Mr Hughes's funeral before reopening on October the 2nd.
Rail passengers in this region get the best service in the country from Greater Anglia, according to industry judges. The company has been named Passenger Rail Operator of the Year in the National Rail Awards, the industry's top event, having also won the award in 2022. Greater Anglia has been the most punctual operator in the UK since April 2023, with annual performance at 94.3%. Its best performing routes are even achieving annual performance of between 96% and 98.1%. The company has transformed travel across its network, replacing its entire fleet with brand new, state-of-the-art, more comfortable trains with Wi-Fi, plug points, USB points, air conditioning and improved accessibility. They also offer more seats, provide better reliability and service resilience, and have enabled additional services and quicker journey times to be introduced across its network. GA was highly commended in the Customer Service Excellent Award for both its We're All Ears customer feedback programme and for the customer-focused design and delivery of its Stadler-built Intercity Stansted Express and the regional train fleets. The first of the new trains were introduced 5 years ago on regional routes, an anniversary celebrated at Lowestoft in July, and the transformation of the fleet of commuter trains was completed early last year.